宝山区2017年初三英语模拟练习12
Part 1 1. Listening Comprehension
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的句子选出相应的图片
1. Peter and Mary are planting trees and I'm going to water them
Peter and Mary are planting trees and I'm going to water them
2. My father is a doctor. Look, he is operating on a patient.
My father is a doctor. Look, he is operating on a patient.
3. Jane is good at cooking. She always cooks delicious food for her family.
Jane is good at cooking. She always cooks delicious food for her family.
4.Traffic is one of the serious problems in big cities.
Traffic is one of the serious problems in big cities.
5. Some children are making a snowman on the playground.
Some children are making a snowman on the playground.
6. Jack is sweeping the floor in the classroom now.
Jack is sweeping the floor in the classroom now.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你所听到的对话和问题，选择最恰当的答案。
7. What's the matter, little girl? Can I help you?
My mother brought me here, but I don't know where she is now.
Question. What does the girl want to do?
请再听一遍。
What's the matter, little girl? Can I help you?
My mother brought me here, but I don't know where she is now.
Question. What does the girl want to do? Eight. I wonder why the office is still not open.
But it's not yet eight. It's only a quarter to eight.
Question. At what time does the office open?
请再听一遍。
I wonder why the office is still not open.
But it's not yet eight. It's only a quarter to eight.
Question. At what time does the office open?
Nine. Good morning. I've come over to say hello. My family has just moved into the house next door.
Great. Nice to meet you, miss.
Call me Helen.
Question. Why does Helen come to the man's house?
请再听一遍。Good morning.I've come over to say hello. My family has just moved into the house next door.
Great. Nice to meet you, miss.
Call me Helen.
Question. Why does Helen come to the man's house?
10. What can I do for you, sir?
My name is Peter Lee. I have booked a room here.
Let me see. Oh, yes, Peter Lee. It is room 205.Your ID card, please.
Here you are.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place? 请再听一遍。What can I do for you, sir?
My name is Peter Lee. I have booked a room here.
Let me see. Oh, yes, Peter Lee. It is room 205. Your ID card, please.
Here you are.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place?
11. Have you been to Hawaii in the USA?
Yes. It is famous for its beautiful beaches. It is enjoyed by tourists all over the world. Have you ever been there?
I'll go there with some students in our school this summer.
Question. What is Hawaii famous for? 请再听一遍。
Have you been to Hawaii in the USA?
Yes. It is famous for its beautiful beaches.It is enjoyed by tourists all over the world. Have you ever been there?
I'll go there with some students in our school this summer.
Question. What is Hawaii famous for? 12. What can I do for you, sir?
I want this white t-shirt and the blue hat for my little daughter.
The t-shirt costs 50 yuan, and so does the hat. But if you get them together, you can pay 10 yuan less.
All right.
Question, how much will the man pay? 请再听一遍。What can I do for you, sir?
I want this white t-shirt and the blue hat for my little daughter.
The t-shirt costs 50 yuan, and so does the hat. But if you get them together, you can pay 10 yuan less.
All right.
Question, how much will the man pay?
What's your favorite subject, Kathy?
I like Chinese best.
But I prefer math to Chinese. I think Chinese is very difficult to learn. It's the most difficult language in the world.
I think so too. But I like Chinese culture and poems. They are very beautiful.
Question, which subject doesn't the man like?
请再听一遍。
What's your favorite subject, Kathy?
I like Chinese best.
But I prefer math to Chinese. I think Chinese is very difficult to learn. It's the most difficult language in the world.
I think so too. But I like Chinese culture and poems. They are very beautiful.
Question, which subject doesn't the man like?
14. Are you okay, Tom? You look tired.
My brother and I had a birthday party for my sister last night. I didn't get much sleep.
Where did you have the party?
It was at my uncle's house. The party didn't end till 3 o'clock this morning. Now I am going home to bed. I can get 2 hours rest. See you later.
Question, who did they have a birthday party for?
请再听一遍。
Are you okay, Tom? You look tired.
My brother and I had a birthday party for my sister last night. I didn't get much sleep.
Where did you have the party?
It was at my uncle's house. The party didn't end till 3 o'clock this morning. Now I am going home to bed. I can get 2 hours rest. See you later.
Question, who did they have a birthday party for?
15. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Mike and Dick work in the same office. They don't like the cold weather. And one day, they decided to take their holiday in Australia. Their plane arrived in Sydney at 9 in the morning. They had a good rest in a hotel.The next morning, they rented a car in the city and began their travel. A few hours later, the sun was shining in the sky, and there were no shade trees beside the road. It was so hot that they could hardly go on driving. They had to stop to look around. Mike found a river was about half a kilometer away from them. They were both very happy and drove the car quickly. Soon they got to the river.Before they jumped into the water, Dick saw a boy playing under a big tree. He asked, "Are there any sharks in the river, boy?" "No, there aren't," answered the boy. So they began to swim in the river. After a while, Dick felt something hit against his leg. He told Mike about it. They were afraid and stopped swimming. Dick asked loudly, "Is it true that there aren't any sharks in the river?" "Yes, sir," said the boy.There are a lot of crocodiles in the water. All the sharks have swum away.
请再听一遍。
Mike and Dick work in the same office. They don't like the cold weather. And one day, they decided to take their holiday in Australia. Their plane arrived in Sydney at 9 in the morning. They had a good rest in a hotel. The next morning, they rented a car in the city and began their travel.A few hours later, the sun was shining in the sky, and there were no shade trees beside the road. It was so hot that they could hardly go on driving. They had to stop to look around. Mike found a river was about half a kilometer away from them. They were both very happy and drove the car quickly. Soon they got to the river. Before they jumped into the water, Dick saw a boy playing under a big tree. He asked, "Are there any sharks in the river, boy?" No, there aren't, answered the boy. So they began to swim in the river. After a while, Dick felt something hit against his leg. He told Mike about it. They were afraid and stopped swimming. Dick asked loudly, Is it true that there aren't any sharks in the river? Yes, sir, said the boy. There are a lot of crocodiles in the water. All the sharks have swum away. D. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks.
听短文填空，完成下列句子，每空格先填一词。
Have you ever heard of survival holidays? It is for children to go into the lonely place for exciting activities. Now, about 1,000 companies are allowed to take children into the great outdoors without their parents. The reason why people like survival holidays is that they think being close to nature is good for children. Many children in big cities spend all of their spare time watching TV and playing computer games. Survival holidays gives them an important change. Is survival holidays a wonderful idea? Maybe it is. Children need more free time to play. They need to be left on their own. Parents care too much about their children. They like to see their children being busy with activities that are controlled by adults, which causes many problems. Children don't know what to do when they're in danger. Even something like crossing a small river seems to be a hard challenge. Children are not comfortable with danger. Even slight danger like getting their feet wet or falling down seems very terrible to them. Many people think the survival activities are good for children. Even years later, they will still remember what they have learned. Some have learned to stay calm in dangerous times. Some have learned how to keep safe. Others have learned how to work in a team. All these skills will help them a lot in their lives.
请再听一遍。
Have you ever heard of survival holidays? It is for children to go into the lonely place for exciting activities. Now, about 1,000 companies are allowed to take children into the great outdoors without their parents. The reason why people like survival holidays is that they think being close to nature is good for children.Many children in big cities spend all of their spare time watching TV and playing computer games. Survival holidays gives them an important change. Is survival holidays a wonderful idea? Maybe it is. Children need more free time to play. They need to be left on their own. Parents care too much about their children. They like to see their children being busy with activities.That are controlled by adults, which causes many problems. Children don't know what to do when they're in danger. Even something like crossing a small river seems to be a hard challenge. Children are not comfortable with danger. Even slight danger like getting their feet wet or falling down seems very terrible to them. Many people think the survival activities are good for children.Even years later, they will still remember what they have learned. Some have learned to stay calm in dangerous times. Some have learned how to keep safe. Others have learned how to work in a team. All these skills will help them a lot in their lives.